There is American journals is that if you go to Latin America from cell phones, almost 70% of the journals are still published in Spanish. So that's making more difficult to. They can get there to see the abstract, the titles, the keywords, but then it's a little more hard to people from outside to read the articles. So that's the other problem.
Just to make that partly, I've heard an interesting point that the second international language of scholarly communication is Spanish, and there's huge discourse community in Spanish, which very often not even aware of, an interested in what is aware of what's going on in many areas. There are interesting ideas, interesting discourse going on in Spanish. And I think this, you know, we need to have more dialogue. There's lots of Arabic speaking community, there's lots of Chinese speaking community coming up, smaller communities as well. But the second international language besides the Spanish.
Possibly. I'm from Maria Institute. I heard you say in the GCF case, you were reading on the about more real students. I want to know how much the median Germans English, how many German English in GCF from your country. That was the second problem to me. I heard you say in Korea, most of the top journals have each bilingual language together. What by Korean language and by English. It means, your country, how many top journals, how much confusion journals in that bilingual language package? Last question for how many academic journals in your country. I'm very enjoying presentation like President and Morning Star. But I love this question, so I just want to know how many academic journals in Qatar. Thank you.
There are four modules, four academic journals, two modules, from Hunt, from Parametro Journal, and Gentech, a journal of University of Medicine, that's one of the university in Georgetown, and they are starting to migrate over to Japan because we've got a similar situation to that in Korea, that one of these journals still and staff makes handmade websites. And don't plug into the UIs, into the cross-webs, into the citation indexes from those. And because we are starting to bring that framework over to that, we can help them to do that really. That's far to my knowledge. There was a museum journal which died in 1975, I think. Three or four, that's it.
About Korean
authors being
in English or is it published in English?
Well, we don't publish bilingual journals. It's either a Korean language journal or have an English language journal. But when we publish in Korean, they are required to put basic bibliographic information such as names, type of email, article, and abstracts, corresponding author information, plus figures and tables, everything in English, plus references. So that even though you do not Korea, you do not read Korea, the foreign researchers can decipher what's written in our Korean language article.
And within Latin America, we can say that as Korea, all journals, they do have titles, abstracts, and keywords in English, as well as Portuguese or Spanish, but they keep the basic information in English. I would say that for the Brazilian journals, more than half of them are English only, We have a lot of bilingual journals, so we have journals publishing bilingual, trilingual, multilingual, because we have a lot of journals publishing courses in Spanish and English, courses in Spanish, French, and English, and that's kind of also coming in Latin America. Latin America has less English journals because of the communities of Montserrat and a lot of Spanish readers around. But in Brazil, we do have many journals, more than 50% are English only. Or we still have journals that publish all articles in English, doesn't matter if they were submitted in Portuguese, Spanish, or English, and they do translate to Portuguese and Spanish, so they keep both versions, Spanish and English, Portuguese and English, for few articles.
And if I can answer a question from my end, we accept submissions in any language, doesn't matter which one. We publish English as the lead language, and we create Arabic abstracts, and yes, in Islamic studies, children that will probably eventually the articles which will be Arabic with English abstracts, just because of the elements of the subject matter and the way the research works in Arabic.
Any other questions? Okay, I think that brings us nicely to the end of our session. I think there'll be a short, a few minutes break, and then immediately afterwards we'll start the end of general meeting, which is open for all members.